No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
Nation. The blue corner.
One time for the people in the back of this thing.
Nation.
Yeah, dog. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? It's 9 a week. I want to smoke. I'm out here front and center. Yeah. Now the nation, where y'all at, man? Come through, holler at your boy. I want all that work, man. All right, let's get to it. Welcome to Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions. All of the episodes are uploaded to the YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. We also got the IG underscore Mr. Cowboy Nation underscore. This page, Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation McNary. Also, we have a page solely dedicated to the show, Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. You know, you can keep up with the show any way you want, right? So, any one of those is fine. Like, subscribe. Can you dig it? Cash App donations. We accept the Cash App donations. You're going to see the producer drop their Cash App tag down there. Producer, hit him with that Cash App tag right quick. You know, if you don't mind. If you don't mind, hit him with that Cash App. So anything you want to donate is great. We cool, you know. But if you think, you know, that thing's a little tight. It's election year. Everything tight for everybody. If you can't, it's cool. All right. So we are available wherever you get to, you know, podcasts. All major platforms, my personal favorite being Spotify, right? So when you go on there, you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. And that with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important. Can you dig it? Because there are a lot of Let's Talk Footballs. Hold on. I'm trying to get my followers in here. There it is. There's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only my boy Joe in here. Joe, what it do, baby? Joe, what time is it over there? About 2, 3 in the morning. Joe, you really be rocking with your boy, man. I appreciate you, Joe. Spotify, my bad. So when you go on there, you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Now, that with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? Yes, sir. All right, so let's get the people that came to see this evening. Let's get to it. Pettigrass. It's in the field. Let's go, man. Petty. Who you want to see? No, it ain't no Cowboys. They couldn't disappoint me this week because they was off. The Cowboys didn't disappoint me, but old Jerry Wayne Jones. But we get to him a little later. Daniel Jones, I want to see you right now. Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. Come on down here and see old Petty. And Daniel Jones and the New York Giants, come on down here and see Petty. So, Daniel, I got his numbers right here. Yeah, I was looking at his numbers right before I came on live. Yeah. So, Daniel, well, I know him off the top of my head. I just saw him while you playing with me. Daniel Jones went 14 to 21, 99 yards, no picks, no touchdowns. He had another 20 rushing yards, right? So, this is my thing. So, all y'all out there just counting Dak's money. Say, oh, they paying Dak $60 million. It could be worse. You could be paying Daniel Jones $40 million, and you could let the guy that could have ran for 200 on you leave. So Saquon Barkley got 176 yards rushing, right? Running like a man possessed, just abusing the Giants. So the offense coordinator comes over like, hey, Saquon, you know you're like 13 yards away from your career high. You're playing the Giants. I want you to have it. Yeah, let's get the Giants your career high. Let's do that. Saquon, being the class guy that he is, said, nah, I'm good. Let the young boys run the checkup on him. I'm straight. I don't want to do him like that. Let the young boys eat. Let the young boys go get them some touches and get some live game reps. I'm fine. Right? Classic guy. And class is not something we normally associate with the Philadelphia Eagles. But we did, today we are associated. It must be drizzling in hell or something. But anyway. So that's the guy you let go. You said, no, we don't really need Saquon. But I'm going to pay Daniel Jones $40 million. And look where it got you. Oh my God. My boy Michael James said the Cowboys lost to the bye week by 20. Hey, we probably did. They probably ran for 200 on us too, Mike. Well, that's not the point. What's the point now is the Giants suck because they let Saquon go. Come on down here, see me. Oh, my. And then the other boy, McKinley, the safety y'all let go is balling. Y'all going to make the Pro Bowl in Green Bay. So both of the guys y'all let go are thriving in their new homes, and y'all stuck with a $40 million trash can. Oh, my, New York. But I love it, though. Whoever that GM is, keep him around. Keep him around. I ain't got to worry about finishing last in the NFCs. As long as that guy's running the Giants, I'll at least be third place, right? So he's doing a great job. All right, so next, my play cousin, Boogie in the building. K Boogie, what'd he do? Next, K Boogie, you just in time, but you probably ain't gonna like this. Jalen Mills on the Alabama Roll Tide. Come on down here and see, man. I really like Alabama, man. I really don't. Like, this kind of, it hurts me to have them over here this much. I'm not used to this. Nick Saban would never, right? I would never be over here this much if Nick Saban was still coaching this team, man. There's no way. Like, but Tennessee, I always play them tough. But losing to Tennessee is not why they here. It's not. It's in the manner of which. And really, it ain't Alabama. It's really more so Jalen Milroe kind of. He, with the game on the line, he kind of went, he looked like another Jalen. I'm going to say that played for Alabama, that no longer plays for Alabama, but plays in the league for a team that wears green. He reminded me of another Jalen, right? Guys wide open, you're throwing it in the hot dog stand, throwing picks with the game on. Just a turnover machine in the college playoffs. What are you doing? What are you doing? Nick Saban would never. Nick Saban would never allow this to happen on his watch. Nick Saban would never allow this to happen on his watch. Jalen Miro, come on down here and see me, man. It really hurts my heart, Jalen. It really hurts my heart. Such high hopes for you. Such high hopes. All right. We got going on. Somebody special coming up. Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, come on, see me. Alrighty, so Brock Purdy has learned that it's very hard to move the ball in this league without 5-out all pros to throw to. You go from 5-out pros, right, to down to 2 or 3, yeah, get a little rough. Get a little harder to move the ball when you got all them all pros to throw the ball to, right? Just out here throwing the ball like he legally blind, like I can't see barely. I'm legally blind, I can't see. That's how he was throwing it. just pick after pick after pick after pick after pick. Oh my, Brock Purdy. Oh my. So, all of those of us who were saying Yeah, Brock Purdy looks good. You know, look at the team around him. He's stacked, right? And I had some 49er fans tell me, oh, man, this the next Brady. It's over. We finna go back to back. I said, dude, you do know this dude was drafted dead last in the draft, right? You do understand that he's Mr. Irrelevant, which means he was the last guy. It was probably a punter or something picked before him. Let's just keep it a buck, right? So it's a reason for that. It's a reason he was picked dead last in the draft, bro. If he was dead, he would have at least went third round. Hell, Dak went in a fourth, right? And Dak was in no shape or form, not in my eyes, ready to play fresh out of college. It was a good prospect, right? But day one starter, I didn't see that from Dak, and we took him in the fourth. This dude was taken dead last, and y'all think y'all got Brady. All right, Brady didn't start immediately. He was taking, what, sixth round? Brady had to sit for a minute. Like, but I guess you learn now, right, with the pick part. And I got bad news for you, San Fran. It's more to come. He going to throw. Hopefully he throw one this Sunday. But there's some more pick parties coming. Purdy, bring your blind tail on down. I'm talking about just constantly throwing to the wrong man. I'm like, damn, Brock, I went red. I went red with the white numbers, right? And now white with the red. See how that's kind of similar? Oh, y'all got the red ones on. Oh, man. Blind Melon Jello. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get a break in the action, get a word from our sponsor, and I'll be right back. Let me get myself together. This coming sexy, see what y'all got popping. Me, my boy Tavis in this thing. What it do? Yeah, Boog, I know that hurts you. I know you like the tie, man. But I can't be biased. I gotta get them, you know. Yeah, I hope it is a get right game, man. We should go in there, you know, slay the dragon. You know what I'm saying? We need a win over them the worst way. Tavis, what it do, man? Well, boy Joe said Bland gonna have a pick six, man. That'd be a great way to welcome my boy Bland back, and we sure need him. We sure need him over there, because Booth is a piece of toast. He's a piece of toast that can't cover. He gets burnt and broke down often. All right, so question of the day. I think this is pretty good. So who do y'all have for the Heisman so far? Who do y'all have for the Heisman? Still got respect Jordan Mason. Yeah, Jordan Mason told me the thing. Look, the run defense got to show up, because you already know San Fran not going to match up with us too well on the back end, especially Bland back. Right, so they're going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to. That's their only shot. They're going to have to run the ball, right? So their run defense got to show up, man. And Jordan Mason is told me that thing. So question of the day. Who do y'all have for the Heisman? Who is your favorite for the Heisman so far? Now, a lot of you know I've been riding the Travis Hunter. I've been driving the Travis Hunter train, right? But the Aston GD kid, my boy's a state, like, he making a strong case. Well, boy Joe said, Booth give burnt toast and getting burnt toast are bad. Damn, Joe. Boop get burnt toast a bad night. Burnt toast like, hell no, don't disrespect me like that. Call me. Damn, Joe. So y'all saying Cam Ward? Hey, Cam Ward balling though. I love Cam. I love his poise. That kid's poise been on his ears, man. I love his poise. I'm sorry, Travis Hunter, bro. What Travis Hunter is doing, like, and so it was a game, right? And they were talking about the impact players. They were saying Travis Hunter the DB, and Travis Hunter the wide receiver, right? So they had to talk about him in two different instances. Like, that's how much he was impacting the game. So, I'm just sold on that, bro. Like, and don't get me wrong, I love Cam Ward. I want Ashton Jeter in Dallas, right? We need to take him, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what old idiot Jerry does. But I'm just, dude, when you are impacting the game as much as Travis Hunter is, bro, it's kind of hard for me to pass it up. Like, you making a touchdown catch on one end to take the lead, and then you making a hit on the goal line, forcing a fumble to seal the game, bro. Like, damn. Like, you single-handedly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to roll with that. He said, Travis, yeah, all right, I guess. He been hurt the last two games. But who has impacted games like Travis Hunter this year? Like, on both sides of the ball, who has impacted games like Travis Hunter? All right, so I'm just what that kid doing, bro. It's, yeah, I got to roll with it, man. I got to roll with it. It'd be different if he was out there getting smoked. Like, I think Miro chances is over, right? So, shit, Shadur nice. My boy Tav said Cam Ward is the only Miami QB to throw over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first 7 starts. Damn. Yeah, I mean, but that's an Ashton Jeter can break a 36-year-old record. You know what I'm saying? So, like, damn. Oh, man, what you got against Shadur, man? You ain't a fan of the watch celebration? I ain't gonna say what Tavis said out loud. Y'all gonna have to read that out the comment section. But, you know, I don't know, man. I gotta go with Travis. I gotta go with Travis, man. All right, so let's go over to this week's Did You See That Moment? They have a. Come on, boy. Check this out, y'all. Check this out.
Fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal. Ooh, truck action.
Just deciding to pass. You see the holdover on the left, but the feel.
Oh, man. Again, oh, man, Elizabeth, this is the big one. How you let the quarterback run over your strong safety on the one, and then look down there like, boy, you'll get your little. You'll get your little bit. That's that strong safety. He ran over on the one. And on fourth and goal, bro. Like, that's why Mahomes is Mahomes. And Mahomes is bigger than what you think, too. So, and the Mustafa kid he ran over is a load himself. Like, he got that hit stick, but yeah, he was roadkill on that one. That boy roadkill for real. All right, so K Boog said they got an easy, talking about Boise State got an easy schedule. K Boog comes to the SEC with that. Yeah, you know SEC ain't going for that. You ain't finna consistently run for no 200-some yards in the SEC. That is not going to happen. Shadur was talking smack to Colorado State, but pulled up LeBron with 2 minutes left. Mr. Dad Bar. Who is Mr. Dad Bar, K-Book? All right, so let me get into some topics. Wide receiver trades, right? Now, it was reported that, you know, I'm going to talk about Jerry Jones at the end of this show. I'm trying not to talk about Jerry Jones, but he's just really pissing me off, man. So, it's clear that we need a wide receiver, right? It's clear we need a wide receiver. You let D-Hop get traded to the Chiefs. Which I don't understand. The Chiefs can't call me for nothing at this point. Like, I'm not trading y'all nothing. I'm not trading y'all nothing. I'm not trading the Chiefs. Nothing. Absolutely nothing, right? So, they traded the Chiefs D-Hop. Last thing they needed, right? And I know they got a lot of receiver injuries. You know, with She Rice hurt and all that. But Damn, you get him. Oh, my. Like, that was the last thing Mahomes needed, was a possession receiver with hands like that that can break down one-on-one coverage. So now, good luck doubling Travis Kelce when you got D-Hop, who ain't never played with a QB of this caliber. Right? Oh, my. They're like, this is going to be hell, bro. This bad. This is going to be bad for everybody. Wasn't Mahomes, Mr. Dad? Big Rob, what it do, man? What's up, Big Rob? Yeah, he probably got a dad. All QB got a dad bod for the most part, right? Yeah, but Mahomes bigger than what you think, though. I think Mahomes about 240, 250, ain't he? So, my old boy found out on that one, y'all. But, yeah, D-Hop to the Chiefs, though, bro. It's oh, my God. And then Jerry Jones keep lying, talking about why he can't make no moves. Bro, just say you rebuilding and quit lying to these people. But anyway, D-Hop to the Chiefs is a cheat code. Coop to the Bills really pissed me off, right? Because we traded, if I'm not mistaken, we traded Coop to Cleveland for like a fifth-round pick, and they turn around and trade Coop for a third-round, so they flip Coop, right? Just dumb. Who was running the Cowboys? Just an idiot, right? So you trade a clear number one receiver for a fifth round pick. Man. And then they turn around and flip him for a third. And here you are stuck with Trey Lance, right? Because we were trying to do the same thing with Trey Lance. We'll give up a fourth, develop him, and maybe we can get us a third or a second. Wrong answer. Not going to happen. Trey Lance ain't ready. Even with Miami, the situation Miami in, right? Nah. Mm-mm. We'll say soft. Yeah, it's a soft rebuild. Just say we rebuilding, Jerry. You know, and quit lying, right? And then, well, that's the good news. Cooper Kupp is on the trade block. And with his injury history, we probably get him for a fifth or a sixth round pick, right? But from what I'm hearing, you know, Rams asking a little bit for him. When he's healthy, he is productive, but when is he healthy, right? So I'm not sure if they're going to get exactly what they're asking for, but let's keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully, they'll show some signs of life and, you know, not bring in another UFL guy. They'll bring in another UFL guy, right? So I'm just, you know, damn, Jerry. I'm about to go ahead and get to Jerry, man. And then I'm going to pick the game. Yeah, let me go ahead and get to Jerry because I'm pissed. Let me go ahead and get to Jerry. I'm going to pick the games last, y'all. I'm going to go ahead. I got to get this off my chest with Jerry. And also, you know, it's 49ers week, so we're going to talk about that too. I want Johnson from the Panthers. Deontay Johnson, boo. I don't know, Deontay Johnson, he can get open, but he got bricks for hands, man. He'll drop it. I still say Baltimore beat Chiefs. Okay, Boogie said, I told you he's going to make Big Mike suffer. Big Mike lied to him about being an analytical genius. Yeah, he definitely lied about that because he's an analytical idiot. Like, so this is my thing. So the analytics tell you when to call a timeout. Like, why the hell can't you manage the clock, bro? What's going on with that? But anyway, so I'm gonna get my state of the Cowboys because I'm pissed, bro. I gotta go and get this on my chest. So let me go get to the state of the Cowboys, right? Cowboys Niners Sunday. Y'all know what this is. Cowboys, y'all got the brakes. Rotors, calibers, axles, all that. Studs, everything beat off you. In Dallas, by the Detroit line, right? Nobody cares that you had six defensive players out. We don't get that excuse. We don't get that pass. You gave up 50 points, right? So, you had 2 weeks to stew on this behind whooping you got. And look who's in front of you. The team that been sending you home the last 2-3 years, and they limping. What you going to do? What you going to do, right? So if this ain't the perfect opportunity to, you know, Go on, take him behind the woodshed and give him what you've been needing to give him for the last 2-3 years. Right? We already established we're not concerned with injuries. Nobody's concerned with injuries when we get in the short end. So guess what? We're not concerned with injuries Sunday as well. Line up and play, right? So, I'm expecting the Cowboys to come out here and do what they, you know, look like they look in Pittsburgh, in Cleveland, right? 3-0 on the road. I personally think this team plays better on grass, right? So, I think they handle business. I think they handle business, but they have to, one, respond to being soft because that's been the problem. In these 3 losses, they've been soft and they've been pushed around. Right? So, you have to respond to being soft because, like I said, San Fran has no choice but to run the ball. This ain't only out. So, they going to hit us in the mouth. Y'all got to respond, bro. Yeah, y'all got to respond. So, Cowboys, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. Please don't embarrass me. I take a close loss. Don't embarrass me. Y'all really should drag them. Like, with all the injuries and how they looking, y'all really should drag them. But don't embarrass me. Please don't. Matter of fact, I'm going to say, don't embarrass us, okay? Can y'all please not embarrass us? And my other play cousin in here, Cowboys Nikki. Hey, baby girl, how you doing? She feel like me. She said, better not embarrass me. Oh, please, just don't embarrass. Can y'all not just give up 200 yards? And I'm tired of asking y'all this same mess, right? For the past 2-3 years. Can y'all just not give up 200 yards rushing, please? Can we not lose to a quarterback that only threw the ball 12 times and got 200 yards because y'all can't stop the run and play action, got dudes wide open down the, can we not do that? Can we just not do that? And I'll be fine, right? So, Jerry Jones. She said, I'm tired of them acting like they picking cars. we really should, but these are teams we struggle with. Yep. She ain't lying. She preaching. So Jerry Jones, right? Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones. So the latest Jerry Jones rant, quote, whatever the hell you want to call it. He said, listen, he said, he's not sure that Derrick Henry would be having the career he's having in Dallas because we don't run that type of offense. The style of running, he's, you know, that's productive and good for him. We don't run that style of running. So I'm not sure that Derrick Henry will be doing what he was doing here. You know, y'all, I'm not sure Derrick Henry be doing here what he's doing now in Baltimore. Right? Right? Newsflash, Jerry. My boy Tavis said Cal is running the ball. But yeah, you know Cal finna run the ball. Newsflash, Jerry. Baltimore don't run the ball like that either. Baltimore don't run the ball. The same thing, whatever you said about us, applies to Baltimore as well. But guess what Baltimore did? Check this out. This is a great idea. Check this out. Guess what Baltimore did? They said, hey, we got a 250-pound running back that's very fast. So why not line up in the eye and try to give him a lane? Yeah, let's try that. Right? Right, let's try that. And then by golly, it worked. 80-yard runs, 60-yard runs, right? It's called coaching. When you have talent, you come up with a scheme that fits your talent. You don't make your talent fit your scheme. A real coach can make his scheme fit his talent, which clearly shows all of us, Jerry, that you don't know what the hell you doing, right? For you to even come out of your mouth and say that verifies what all of us have been saying. You need to hire a GM and sit your old ass down, right? Please, just get out the way, Jerry. Get a football guy in here. Let him run the team. Put your feet up on your desk and collect checks. That's all you got to do. You're 82 years old, Jerry. Enjoy these last couple years you got here. Sit on, just relax. Get a football guy in here. And let me say this here. The last time you won something, who was running the show? Jimmy, a football guy, right? So 30 years later, you know, have we noticed that ever since Jerry said, oh, man, I can coach the hell out of that team, we ain't won nothing? Has anybody realized that? Since Jerry said, oh, man, I can coach the hell out of that team, we hadn't won a damn thing, right? So clearly, Jerry, you need to get somebody in the building that actually got a clue about football. Right, who won't let a Kareem Hunt sit on the couch when you need a running back? Who won't ignore Derrick Henry, who's begging you to sign him? Who won't sign the Dalvin Cook and refuse to play him because you want to play old slow brick-feeted Zeke? Right? Then you got, oh my God. Like, oh my God, Jerry. Just Jerry. Then for you to say, we don't have the money, but you got $20 million of cap space right here, right now, today. What the hell you mean you ain't got the money? You got $20 million of cap space. You can't get Derrick Henry $6 to $8 million? Out of 20? Oh, my God. Shit, not at all. They need to get their daddy. Well, he ain't doing what, Tab? He said he ain't doing that. Talking about sit his old ass down. He definitely ain't doing that. They're going to have to roll Jerry up out of there. My only thing is, my play cousin nigga said, my only thing is that I can halfway defend him is he knows our O-line is trash. Yeah, but why is the O-line trash? Baby girl, why the O-line trash? Why is the O-line trash? Why is the O-line trash? Because you jumped the, you really, let's just keep it a book. You jumped the gun on Lyle Collins. Terrence Steele had a couple of good games, and you jumped the gun. And you put Terrence Steele in, sent Lyle Collins packing, when Lyle Collins was a way better right tackle. Way better. Way better. Terrence Steele had a couple of good games. Yeah. Did he make a good step forward, take a big step forward? Yeah, he improved dramatically, right? Sure he did. But he wasn't better than Lyle Collins. And now here we are. Needing the right tackle because Terrence Steele is a turnstile. He is an absolute turnstile, right? I'm cool with BB. I'm cool with if we move Tyler Smith back to left guard, I'm cool with all that. Tyler Guyton belongs at left tackle, right? But that right tackle is a liability for us. It really is. It's a liability, right? Aiden Hudson broke his leg. He beating him all day. Broke his leg sacking Dak. You know what I'm saying? Like, no resistance over there. Like, how about that day? He was on Dak so much he broke his leg trying to get Dak down, right? Terrible. Just terrible. The guy's terrible. So, like, that's why the O-line trash. I think everything is cool except that right tackle. That right tackle position is giving us hell, right? Big Mike was the one who endorsed Steele. Yeah, and, you know, Big Mike is still going to be together after this season. Still scared to hit. Man, Steele got the injury on his mind. Man, I don't know what Steele got going on, but he can't block. Whatever going on, he's very ineffective over there, right? Normally, when a tackle can't pass block, they pretty decent at running, right? Like, I know a couple guys that play O-line. They'll prefer to run block. They want to come off the ball, put their hands on somebody, walk. That's what they want to do. Like, that's what they prefer to run block. You can't do that. Like, I'm watching run plays. Guys don't shed you on run plays. I'm like, oh, my God, you can't do nothing? Like, you can't do nothing? you can't do nothing? You can't block? You can't run? You can't pass block on run? You can't do nothing? Wow, like, that dude, Dak don't trust that. I think Dak don't trust that right side. I don't think Dak trusts that right side. Tyler Guyton got some penalties, But he wasn't getting beat like a drum, like Terrence Steele. You know what I'm saying? I take a holding penalty from a rookie left tackle. That's gonna happen, right? But what I'm not cool with is the open door on the right side. It's an open door over there. It's an open door. Yeah, he need to chill, man. So Joe said, still couldn't block my grandma on crutches. Man, still can't block the sun out of his eye. Yeah, like they smell it, man. They really smell it. So, yeah, but Jerry, man, it's, you know, he need to chill, bro. Like, and I said, it's a video. I think I'm going to go back and cut that out and repost it. So, it was a video I did in the beginning of the season, right? And I thought, which is another thing, why you waiting to the last minute? You knew what it was going to take to get CD in camp. You knew what it was going to take to get Dak signed. Why not go ahead and get those deals done? Get you some cap salary cap. Get you some more salary cap, even more than what you already have, which is plenty to get somebody. But just get some more, right? You could have freed up some more salary cap if you go ahead and get those deals done. Right? And then you got CD in camp. You got Dak in camp. And this little rift they got going on right now ain't even happening. Because you took care of business when you needed to, right? CD shouldn't have missed camp. When CD said he wanted a new deal, he should have got a new deal because he deserved it. You knew Dak was coming up. You got burnt the first time dragging your feet with Dak, and you're going to drag your feet with Dak again and get burnt again for $260 million. Well, when you could, like when you, when you saw Jalen Hurts signed for $51 million, and you know damn well your quarterback better than Jalen Hurts, you should have been approaching Dak then. Hey, Dak, how about 52? How about we extend you another 2 years, right? $52 million a year. Not cheapest. $8 million cheaper than 60. You know what I'm saying? So, just idiot, man. Just, and they didn't have no to ask the reporter, do I look like an idiot? Yes, Jerry, you look like an idiot. You like an old senile idiot. That's what you look like. Old senile idiot that does not have a clue what the hell is going on. Sick of Jerry, man. All right, I'm going to get out my soapbox. I'm going to go ahead and pick these games. And I'm going to get on out of here. My boy Rodney Beezer said Jerry Wayne looking stupid as hell. One boy Tavis said, still can't block a cold with vitamin C. Oh, my. If we had a decent running back, our O-line would be better. Yeah, now this and all the more reason to play Dalvin Cook. Let's see what Dalvin Cook had. At this point, what do we have to lose? All right? You going to keep playing Zeke 2 yards a walk, 3 yards a walk? For what? But Tavis said, he always looking stupid. And next year, we got Parsons and Bland to sign, right? Only thing that may save us with Bland is he got hurt. But we still going to have to pay Bland. He got the record for the most pick sixes in the history of this league. Nobody's done what he did last year. And I'm going to tell you something. Brock Purdy getting wrong with him Sunday, it's going to be another one. It's going to be like this. It's going to be another pick six, right? So, the price is going to go up. If he get a pick six first game back, price going up. Going right back up, right? So, my boy Thad said he came to the party late. No, he ain't that late. I'm finna pick some games. I ain't picked Niners and Cowboys yet. I know you want to stick around for that. All right, so let's get to it. Thursday night football, Vikings at the Bears, right? Give me the Vikings. I don't trust Caleb Williams against that defense, dude. What's the boy name? Van Grinkle for the Vikings. He gonna mess around and make the Pro Bowl, dude. He balling. He is really balling in Flores' defense. I really like what Minnesota's doing on defense. I don't trust the rookie, the fingernail polish wearing rookie, farewell against that defense. Give me the Vikings. Boy, Tavis said, Jerry can't manage cap space, man. Jerry, I don't know. I mean, he got, well, he 20 million up now. But what I'm hearing though, Tavis, is that he really trying to hold on to as much as that as he can, and he want to take that over in, into next year with him. No head coach, ton of cap space. You're going to have your three core guys locked up. Dak, CD, Michael Parsons pretty much going to be locked up. And you can build around that with a bunch of cap space, new coach, right? So I really think that's the plan. But don't be selling us no dream, telling us you going all in and you ain't doing inch. You know what I'm saying? You got us looking crazy out here in these streets, man. That ain't what's up. All right, so Indianapolis versus Houston in Houston. Give me Houston. I think this is going to be a very good game. I'm going to go with Houston because they at home. Is Houston at home? I think Houston at home. I'm going to go with Houston because Houston at home. I think Anthony Richardson coming back too, right? So, I might be going Houston because Anthony Richardson coming back. I really ain't sold on Richardson like that. Yeah, Houston at home. All right, so, I don't really trust Anthony Richardson against this Houston defense. So, give me Houston at home. Baltimore versus Cleveland. Jameis Winston start. Baltimore, a whole bunch to a little. They're going to be ass whooping, little buddy. Ooh-wee. Tennessee and Detroit. My boy Rodney said Zeke should have been on the practice squad. Now Zeke need to go and get cut, man. I think I take Malik Davis and Dalvin Cook over Zeke right now. All right. So Detroit versus the Tennessee Titans in Detroit. Oh man, my producer ain't gonna like this pick. Hey man, Detroit looks like the best team in the NFC right now. I cannot lie. Detroit looks like the best team in the NFC right now. This is going to be another ass-whooping whole bunch to a little. Give me Detroit. In Detroit, too? Yeah. Well, Jameson Williams, he got suspended again. What is wrong with dude, bro? Like, why he keep... First, you betting. Now, you taking PEDs. Bro, get it together, man. I still think Detroit got too many weapons. I think Detroit wins easily. Green Bay and Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Don't matter if it's in Jacksonville, Green Bay, Walmart parking lot, the neighborhood park. Whole bunch to a little, Green Bay. Arizona and Miami. Miami kind of in shambles right now. Can you dig it? Give me Arizona. New York Jets versus the New England Patriots. Who cares? All right, but who cares? But... I think Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams gonna, and Gary Wilson, they gonna eventually get that figured out, bro. So give me the Jets. I think they beat the Patriots. Patriots are trash. Ain't no Patriots fans here. Y'all need to what? Y'all real close to paper bag time. All you bandwagon Patriots fans who were running around so cocky when they were letting Tom Brady cheat. Y'all notice we don't see none of them no more. It's paper bag about paper bag time for y'all. Oh, y'all still with the Patriots? Y'all done went back to your original team. I'm asking for myself. That's all. Atlanta versus Tampa Bay in Tampa. Yeah, Detroit looking good. Atlanta versus Tampa. Tampa is quietly putting together a really nice season. They are. I like Tampa. But both of the receivers out there, they lost Godwin and Mike Evans. So they're a little depleted. Give me Atlanta over Tampa with them losing both of the receivers. Philly and Cincy in Cincinnati. What's Cincy's record, bro? Because I'm tempted to pick Cincy. Because Cincy need a win bad. Cincy 3-4. Cincy 3-4. Yeah, give me Cincy. Give me Cincy over Philly in Cincinnati. T. Higgins. I think T. Higgins will be the difference in that game. So give me Cincinnati over Philly. Buffalo versus Seattle in Seattle. Give me Buffalo. Give me Buffalo. I know Seattle look good against Atlanta, but they don't Kirk Cousins. You know Kirk Cousins will come back down to earth here and there. Right? So, so I think the real Kirk Cousins showed up. Right? So I think Josh Allen will feel a little better. And so give me the Bills over the Seahawks. Hold on. So who Washington got? Yeah, New Orleans and Carolina. In Carolina. Carolina is a bad week. Carolina, a whole bad week out here. A whole bad week. So, my bad. Thursday night football is the Vikings and the Rams in LA. Yeah, it's still the Vikings. I'm still picking the Vikings. The Bears got Washington in Washington. My bad, y'all. So, that's going to be a good one. Washington got a couple injuries, too. So, I'm going to have to pick the fingernail painting QB, huh? All right, give me Caleb. Go Bears. Give me Caleb. Give me the Bears over the Commanders. Vikings, Rams, in LA. Give me the Vikings. I see, Van Grinkle. I think, yada, yada, whatever. New Orleans, Carolina. Give me New Orleans, Carolina. Bad week. Denver got. Now, Denver got Carolina. Why is all this so jacked up? Who New Orleans got? New Orleans got the Chargers. My bad. So, New Orleans and the Chargers. That's different. Yeah, that's different. New Orleans, you know what? Ever since y'all threw that little parade in Dallas, y'all been trash. God don't like ugly. God don't like ugly. Y'all acted a whole fool in Dallas, we too. And y'all been garbage ever since. Five straight of them L's. L. And I'm going to go, since y'all playing the Chargers, I'm going to make it six straight. Give me the Chargers. Make it six straight L's. I hope y'all go 2-15. Hope y'all go 2-15. They teach you to have some manners next time. So give me the Chargers over the Saints. Carolina, who's a bad week, going to Denver. Like Denver look like they done picked it up a little bit. So give me Denver. Carolina bad week. Carolina sucks. KC at the Las Vegas Raiders. Seattle a tough play. Seattle is, man. But I don't know. I think Josh gonna get him. All day, every day, silver and blue, no gray. Ride or die, us Cowboys. Yeah, you know. I'm gonna get to it, man. All right, so Kansas City versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders ain't got no QB though, do they? Right? Gardner Minshew starting. Nah, ain't no way Gardner Minshew out playing Pat Mahomes. Did y'all see Pat Mahomes running that defender over on the one? No one in the hell I'm picking against that guy. He said, Joe said, I want to pick the Raiders though because the Raiders normally play them tough. They do. But I just can't get behind Gardner Minshew, bro. I can't do it. So give me KC. All right, so you got Monday Night Football, Giants versus the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Giants are absolute trash. I think Malik Nabers will be back. Give me the Steelers whole bunch to a little. Yeah, give me the Steelers whole bunch to a little. This going to be like, score 30. I'm going to say 31-14 Pittsburgh. All right, so let's get to it. Cowboys 49ers in Santa Clara. Damn, that the way y'all play at Santa Clara. Y'all play at Santa Clara, right? Cowboys returning to the scene of the crime after getting the doors blew off them last year, 42-10. They show right back up, right? New defensive coordinator. Can they stop the run? Right. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. I honestly think that Pittsburgh game took something out of us, right? And like I said, it was a war, bro. Like, players was dropping like flies on both sides of the ball. Very physical game. Like, we escaped with a win, but we was already thin and we lost a couple more guys. I really think that Pittsburgh game took a lot out of us, and Detroit caught us at the right time. Detroit was sitting at home chilling on the bye. And we up in Pittsburgh going to war, right? And kind of, sort of, same thing happened here, right? San Fran was in a war with KC. We at home chilling, right? So I think the schedule makers may have set San Fran up for one like they set us up for one with Detroit. I really do. So, So with that being said, I'm picking the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys by 10. 24, I ain't gonna say 24, 14. Do I have to really think this defense can hold them for? Well, yeah, with all the people out. If they can stop, if my run defense stops, shows up, it's gonna go two ways. Either the run defense is gonna show up, we'll win 24-14, or the run defense just doesn't make the trip again. And we give up 50 points again. It's gonna be one or the other, right? So I think the run defense shows up. They got a point to prove, right? They probably have been told, hey, just finish this season strong. Mike ass gone after this season. We're going to get you a real coach. But don't quit laying down. Quit laying down on me. Making me look bad. That's probably what Jerry told the players. Quit laying down on me. You're making me look bad. Just finish the season strong, damn it. So I'm going to say the run defense shows up. Cowboys by 10, right? That's how I'm rocking. Was absolutely, we have a brutal stretch. Yeah, that's what that first place schedule gets. Book said this is a get right game for us, 27-24. I don't know, Book. I'm going to be honest, bro. If we give up 24 points to this team with all these offensive weapons out, I'm going to be concerned. I am. So if you're talking about McCaffrey out, Debo out, and Ayuk out, we should be able to hold them under 20 points, right? Because what if Juwan Jennings got a hip injury? He may not play, right? So he may not have no receivers. We should be able to hold them under 20 points, right? So I'm sorry. Like, if we can't go in there and hold them under 20, I'd be concerned. Unless it's, you know, it's a pick six or a scoop like the defense or special team score, I understand. But just straight offensive points, we should be able to hold them under 20 with all those guys out there. Yep, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That y'all got a lot of dudes out. My boy Joe said Dallas 40, 49ers 14. Yeah, I like that score, Joe. That would do my heart some justice. I would love to see that. My boy James, he a 49ers fan, too. He said Jennings definitely out. Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, they got too many guys out, bro. We should better hold them under 20. Not with all that, because they got some weapons out, like, it's going to be a significant drop in talent. Like, we should be able to hold them on to it. If we can stop the run. That's the million-dollar question. Can the Cowboys stop the run? Purdy got to make better choices. Yeah. They ain't got no kicker. God damn. They ain't got no kicker. Bro, we don't hold these folks under 20 points. Zimmer should be fired immediately. They ain't got no receivers or kicker, bro. They ain't got nothing but George Kittle. That's it. And Mason, that's it. And we can't defend that, bro. Somebody got to go home. Like, somebody need to go home. Like, immediately. You know what I'm saying? So, that's where I'm at, man. All right, y'all. So, I'm finna slip on out here. Producer kicking me out. Next Wednesday, we should be here. It's probably gonna be 7 again because guess what? I'm coaching basketball again. All right, so that's why I was late tonight. So probably gonna be 7 again next Wednesday. I keep you on the loop, man. Hit that follow button. I keep you in the loop. Until next week, Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good. Hold on, what'd you say, Jane? I don't see it being high scoring the way they just locked up Mahomes and picked them off twice. Yep. And that's another thing, too, right? That's another thing, too. Like, the defense, y'all defense still solid. The defense still solid. And I'm not sure that Dak Prescott has overcome his fear of Fred Warner. I think Dak Prescott's scared of Fred Warner, bro. I do. I think Fred Warner got his number. So, I'm not sure if Dak has overcome that. So, that's another thing. Can we stop the run? Is Dak Prescott overcome his fear of Fred Warner? Right? So, we'll see. We'll see Sunday. Thank They say, yeah, my big ass be kicking better than oh my. Oh my dad. Oh man. All right, y'all. So next week, like I said, I keep y'all in the loop. I should know something Monday. So like I said, y'all follow the page, bro. I keep you in the loop, but I'll let you know. But definitely Wednesday. Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you. Not to be good, but to be great. Let's go, Cowboys.